Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's get right to it. Get back to your phone calls here in a minute as well. Malzi is offering up this as his play of the game.
Deion Henley, quarterback of the defense, moving Derwin James to the top of the screen. Rodgers has it. Flushed. Found space. Flinging downfield for DK Metcalf. Missed him by a half step. Oh, Aaron's eyes got wide. Saw Metcalf breaking. Just miss.
He's an upper room Hall of Famer. He's got to make that throw. He made a nice play to sidestep some pressure, which was coming from Broderick Jones's side. I know Broderick Jones should be cast out of the city and probably, you know, in the NFL for good. Should be out of the NFL for good. Rodgers hits that throw. It's a different football game. Boswell makes a 59-yarder on the next play, and so they get 3 points out of it. If they get seven, it's a very different opening look, and he maybe has a little more confidence, makes more of these throws later, but in a game that I think we have correctly on this show defined by Rodgers' failures, that was probably the single biggest one of them. And so that's why it's the play of the game, a negative play from a quarterback that I'm not accustomed to seeing make them.
I also think it plays into Tomlin's overall philosophy, which is we're going to win with defense. Their tackles are out. And we're going to play off the crowd here, and they're not going to be able to hear themselves think, and we're going to dominate defensively. And that's why, even though a couple of weeks ago he killed the offense for settling for field goals against Jordan Love and the Packers, he absolutely electively loved the idea of just sending Boswell out there to make that a 3-0 game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could go for it, try to put your foot on the throat of the Chargers early and try to turn that possession into a touchdown and go up 7-0, but he still got that conservative, defensive-minded approach to things. It only goes for it on fourth down when he absolutely 100% has to do it.
And the prospect of the game ending like 6-5 probably had his heart skipping a beat when that was on the table.
Oh, remember college? Who somebody said, he's like, these two guys love this game. Maybe Tirico said that. If there's two guys who love a 3-2
it's these two.
Or 5-3 game, it's these two guys
Tirico
right here.
Tirico hit that outrageously good line about Kings Penguins ending 3-2. Which I thought he deserved credit for. By the way, just as an aside, I actually am in the minority in this city, in most cities. I think Collinsworth usually does a pretty good job. He was wretched last night.
Aaron Rodgers, you can tell the way he talks about it, said they were trying to move him to tackle. And I don't think Aaron let it happen. Like, he knew what he had, and he has really been getting to him.
Not just these, like, whack-ass stories he's telling. He's getting player names wrong
and
all
Bud
over
Dupree
the map.
And Bud Dupree went up to him and said, hey, here's my old teammate, Aaron Rodgers,
dude.
Right here.
He sucked
Did you hear
last
that,
night.
I heard that one.
He was so
And Bud Dupree
he
said,
so
hey, good
bad.
To see you again,
he had
Aaron.
He had one very late in the game where he messed up a first name and last name.
Didn't he say, like, somebody, he called somebody Johnson or something? He was as bad as I have ever heard him. And then he was doing the whole Snoop Dogg thing, and Tirico looked like genuinely pained watching it. Oh, it was terrible by Collinsworth.
Yeah, big missed opportunity early for Rodgers. Here is Donnie's play of the game.
Second down in the middle. High for Metcalf, intercepted. He threw it too high, and R.J. Nickens, the rookie, has his second career pick. And he's got one from a future Hall of Famer who doesn't throw many.
We saw the Steelers do this to the Colts last week and kind of put their stamp on that game. They got a big interception late in the first half, and then they immediately went down and made it count. The defense was then tasked with the, hey, we got to protect a short field. They couldn't do so. Herbert, McConkey hook up, and it's a two-score game going into the locker room. And that just felt with the way Aaron Rodgers was playing that it was going to be too much, and it was.
So, I like that one. Not what I ended up going with, though. So, even after that end of the first half blunder by Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
The Chargers get the ball to start the second half. They punt. Steelers punt. Dicker makes a 59-yard field goal. It's 15-3.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers punt. Dicker misses a 55-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that missed field goal was just the opening the Steelers needed to get back in the game. Warren makes a play. They're in the red zone. They're moving the ball. And then they stall out, and it's fourth down. And they can still get a first down. They don't have to throw the ball to the end zone. It's fourth down, and this is what happened.
Deion Henley, quarterback of the defense, moving Derwin James to the top of the screen.
All right, that's the one we already played.
I mean, we can listen to Aaron Rodgers miss that
catch deep
again. Steelers
last in the league in fourth down attempts and conversions. Only 3 of 6 on the year. Chargers bring 4. Rodgers, back shoulder throw. Incomplete for Metcalf. Cam Hart, second-year man out of Notre Dame, gave him no space. And the Chargers' defense comes up with a stop.
I don't like the play call. I don't care for the execution of it. Both ways, it was screwed. Fade to Metcalf, but he's covered with 2 guys.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't even a thought to go anywhere else with the ball. Rodgers made his mind up pre-snap and pre-play what he was going to do.
Correct.
And it wasn't there. Like, that's something I expect Mitch Trubisky to do, where he doesn't even, like, let the play unfold. He just picks a guy, locks in on him, and forces the ball there.
I think Rodgers
I don't expect that from Aaron Rodgers.
I think he was comfy doing that yesterday. I am reeling from how, not real, reeling's not the right word, but then like emotionally affect me. As an observer of him and what he's, I think, in balance been up until maybe this game, it was just jarring to see somebody be that bad who you don't expect it from. I expected Mitch to suck. I mean, you see enough Mitch Trubisky games, you kind of know what's coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.